Hello and welcome to the program this morning. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Wherever you're listening from, this is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. Thank you, Holy Spirit, and thank you, Father, for your presence. And thank you for tuning in, Kings and Priests of the Most High God. Welcome to a beautiful, beautiful morning, a wonderful Tuesday morning, a time where we spend in the presence of God in the right way, causing changes in the life of our loved ones, effecting wonderful, wonderful things in our lives. I'm Edmond Sokwerede, and with me, my dear Agape, we will be ministering to you today, and this is just amazing. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. Now, I trust that you've treated your body the way you should by giving it water therapy. Water therapy is the way God has given us, the advice God has given us, and it is a blessing to our lives. Water is the best food for your body. I cannot actually say that enough. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for your children. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Wherever you are, the time has come. Stir up yourself in the Holy Spirit. This morning, the Lord has something to say to us. Stir up yourself in the Holy Spirit. Vrande iski poro natasa siski pro undele ke pakanda. Jegra ekatondo bla akinta injisko neberi derikestosha. Ne pratanda bra ikisko shtomorengla aktanda predisikshi soktomorem brandande gedikisko stobsho inkradengo zokolo mamahaya. Vrinteri sikshi siki rigla ankane nedesi kituskusto pre inki paktomoro fakta mandengre dikisoksha sapri. Na sheike te gedigla unkistombre inkentala mankapati. Na de kosa kliabutup meriginde tisokshin sot no para ma shakati. Mendoro pectongla actenge jicti kaleto rupak chansama rapak tanse stokshe kethekin tikle ikatarusi. Esko brendere kalamanta ripakto skopne inshisko pre indore makentolo babanda la bahaya. Akshek sen teke perida lume ekitole makan juk sen delika tuskeplola la valamashki taluseke di mara. Ne teriki sekshu si kalama maha. Evroduce kele menko bo neinver limon de shishit mioru barama. Stir yourself up in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Laftombra andere kesik shume idalu makapate. Maderisi ki shakola montore me ket neko sokshin zikiling mekna ankamala manja kalabari. Ekebo lombra atanda ma jeke tiksik sekle mbora ma dantimbra iki sokshin sodonda la akira rumantulo mamahaya. Ne kere mara ma shekeri. Rubre e kendola akana ma sede vre iki pokshin zot nembro duze ingi la rumanzen shinsin ki ki pak ma shintin ke pa rondele ge prato sene me ki sakula mare vre. Ranteka juka tolo made ve ki sokshin sin ki kamlo bogendore me ki sokshin sadande gra iki kalandere to sobra akara ma sharabri. Rentare ton seginde rendere kento kra anda abiski sosha ketnene dile iku fostomo jumbe indebra ukula mamanja raman sakale broduza kalabri. Nente ke zikshi sikiri ki paro maman tama le boka shadiba dembre de kun saka le bukun chok ton kolo mama kabari. Neke te ke le po sarabari. Lubere ne kin shek ton golo mama kapa shanta steje ket le tu siki le deri mana masaka shekari. Rampo kan da le kate siki jaklu be ke tu siki le kentongo boko soro mama kabari. Nengele kisakshe stopra antala maman jeke li disa kalabari. Robra dengo zekshi si kalamanto bridi zekshi sin kalemoko pokmo shotongo dum bridi zekashon kalabari. Brede ken sheke le baku section sen tenge le bek mo kala maman kabari. Rupre degen zekshin sin ki kala matengri du sikshi si ki karaman sokshin son koro mamanda re ke sokshi sela la lavari bakura matamba lagarigiri. Rinke pekmo shetengele bekem pekmo shantama reprodu kushinki kamalamari. Namale cose che le monda la bari. Nendere chi sacula mantan damba le bredichi se che le beto per omonomo sot no balaman kamba shantama legidi. Nembre de kinteri pekmo shokolobora marama si ki chektungo bokmo shintinki pakma sarabari. Akabak man deliki sikshi sinki kalama man kama leprosu sikshi si kaliko dom brodon kalabari. Nakale go so da 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 bida bula makabari. Rombe dekin section seke ledi kalama man shade book muzukshi si kalama damba legali sukshi sakalabari. Ragole magmun jeke teke di kalamun kete li fasto sheke lekan tom bradan dana makisa tu le bo sheke le patu zala makava sharabadi. Nengre di kele kisaksho soda brandala maman tek chi si kirigi likla aku pasandala mahaye. Enki bora ma kantengre di ki sekshu sokolo metentu seke la vengra akala le levchuski prodala mahadengre I sokshun do babala man tabadi. In the spirits, tear up yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Renvere ki bora man kama jenka. Ezeke ti kredeke sokshun zobre en kim paru bengo dombranda la mama ki shakula bari. Ne kala mato ba lebre di se ke le ba malabri. Nembro do kam puk mun jekin ti ki zekshi se ki li kalu vant ombrin de ke ziki shak tengra I kalu mata sukshi sovre in ki bakula man talige de seksho sabari. Mende bredin ki sakshun sa mamande. Ne prata kalama ma sheke ti ki sak. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Sa ika la saya andari tale ko shalagari. Ne kale bukmo sole bimbingre di gizikin takula man tama levre eke puksu sole inkibando belemenko parabadi brado sekere. Enje kala gira gloko more manjeka tengelika dika suction sandobe intiri kilikla ukama man shalabade brado kola mamahaya. Shampesi siki jala man kapa section sele giri kaluba ban chana man kapari. Eki bora man kamba lebre dize ke kalomon ka angra de galuba sakari. Kalim brodo ze ken sheke ten dobra an kama lepro kot nama ka sant hebre luva lakari. Ne kate buk ma sharabari. Rombe kumbak mun jeka tinka suction seke teki lead adu section doba ankama rama kembro duze ken shana manda baleku seke la mari faruba sakari. Thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. Thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. The presence of God is right there with you. Come on. Lesu ki kama mala mama kabadi. Eke bek mun jira klo uki pok don don dare ke suction sandade badi. Neke pek mo shenshen di bakala badi. Rum prata de buk mo seke jikele momo kabak mo shenshen di kala badi. Lale ko sukshin zi kile ki taru ma unkubura ma makam brade kun zukshu si kala ma man kama le kudu seke di bayi. Akam bale bredu sekendem breden ke le mongro okupala ma man shane ma de bredi ki sakala badi. Ne kale tu ze kele bukum jukse mara da di karabo dubo seke di bayi. Eni me klopa kan shari bredi ki zikil he levr akan dana ma mare bredu sekeri. Raketak sin si kele lovra akatan tamba le preti ki sekshu sere bondengra akan dana manda ba sheka li taru zamanda ba le kutu sekele bayi. Eje ke le katungi bok mun jora ma man kam ba le ku seka ju ki lubek mun jondo ba bona mahae. Eki teku suction son kola mon takele inki pik mo shoro baba nama ki sakula pate bredikin tekele bando ba a. Lenko shekeli mara makasan kashantan balikro du sekele pak ma shon tenkele bek mo shokolo babarabari. Neire kala ma shakari. Ore meketi kaliba guzek shison ko buk mo jere keten kala ma ma kabari. I kale buk mun jore bek mo sara bandan ba lekri dize ke shokolo mon kamala man sakari. Eki ra bruda ka sakshi seke dingle I ki puk mun jore ma man kabala ma ka sekeri babali baruba katan ba le po shakari. Erikradeka Sokshan Zongalama Mankama Tikridis Akshusekelemoma Katabashi Kalabadeburi Rengredis Ekelemamaku Pasandala Mamaka Baleboshe Ketengreduse Kalamamai Nengalakate Bredis Ekashokala Mamantabri Likrades Okoshondo Bradande Bredis Akshinsinki Kalumama Kamba Jeketuki Pakma Saleba de Mongra Akila Mansora Bahayam Egredi gezukshi sokolo mon kamala lali valipoko poshokotondo brede genziki shikatingolo momo kabale broduze kalamadebari. Ikera mungama lama shikatika sikshi kari marupa katu section zondo baraman kabari. Ikaleto sekadenker ikitika section songolo momo koparamadan di brado kosalabari. His presence is there with you. Stir up yourself in the Holy Spirit this morning. Stir up yourself in the Holy Spirit this morning. His presence is there with you. Ravo kashendele lekisa kochundu bekmola laman kapatembradu sekele patamare pari. Gelele facto sekejukele main dobre inki kamura maman kamarabu sekshu sokolo matandari kare. Gredi sekshun sonkolo maman kamale produ sekeshakare. Elali kasekshu sikeden dendo remeka suction sandengele kiseki shakula patabri. E brado sekali mamanka mamashata batebri dize kishtoko boboro mamakapari. E keri kalu maman chante bolo mamakapa sekshi sikele godu geri karamama shatabri. Leko tongoro momo kobo bojeka tekati sekin jekle inki pak mashantam balaman ube sekele galahaya. Ere matu ke soko roma marama shikarabadi. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, before, as we start this morning, I want you to let your praises begin to roll once more as we get into the presence of God. As we are enjoying the presence of God right now, let your praises come in as we start this morning. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I will start with our family praise and wonderful things the Lord is doing in our life. I'm going to pass it to my dear wife, Agape. She's going to say one or two words of amazing supply of God's Spirit in our life. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. I thank you for the supernatural provision that God has been faithfully supplying. In amazing ways, He always intervenes. And I just want to praise God of how God, I was ministering to someone and God used the person to supply in an amazing way that I was actually taken in a shock like that when I prayed. Like that when we minister to a person and the person from another nation just responded and God spoke in her heart and she sent the supply and she sent the supply without asking anything, and we don't ask, but God amazingly provided. And I really I want to thank God for the wonderful things that God has been doing. Always He's been very faithful ever since we are serving Him, and I thank God for that, for His faithfulness. Amen.
Hallelujah. God is truly faithful. Thank you. Thank you, precious. Thank you. Now, you know, whatever you're going through, whatever is happening in your life right now, I know that you may have some issues that you're facing, but God is faithful. God is not more faithful to us than He is to His children all over the world. He loves all of us dearly. And you see, I want to encourage any one of you, whether you have loans, whatever problem you've got, God is faithful. God is faithful, and keep your heart that way is very important. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, I have praise reports coming in, and I'm going to read it as it comes in. Now, the number to send your praise report to is 8147908731 by WhatsApp. And also, you can send it by Twitter to @tan_radio. I repeat, @tan_radio. @tan_radio. You can send your Twitter comment to that, and we will be glad to read it out to God's people. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Let the praise come in. God is faithfully providing for His children, and there is not one person that is left out in His plan of provision. I have one praise report coming in here, and that's from the Twitter. That's from Melvin. 8 minutes back, it says, Brother Melvin says, I praise God for our God is a consuming fire, and He has made us to burn in the Holy Ghost fire as His sons and daughters in Christ Jesus. It says, I praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, this beautiful Tuesday morning, wherever you're listening from, this is the beautiful day the Lord has made, and we rejoice and we are glad in it. I want to read for you the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 13, and the very last verse. And I choose to read from the King James Version. He says, now abide faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity, love. Now, the word charity is the only word at that time that King James could put, because in the English word we have less expression, less meaning of love. And so the right word that they would choose, apart from the love that people imagine and use every day, the daily use of the word love, King James Version would choose to use the word charity. And actually, what it means is the God kind of love. And again, it's in the Greek, it's called agape. So here the Bible says agape is the greatest. Agape is the greatest. Today, I want to bring to you, even as I share with you, love is the greatest today. I try as much as possible to make everything these few days, if not this entire month, I try to dedicate everything to God's love. That's why sometimes I'm not able to play some of the tracks that you request during this month. Because God's love is what I'm trying to focus on for the whole of the month of February. Even though, you know, in the world, people will be celebrating tomorrow. People will be celebrating their Valentine's Day. Okay, but God's love is more than Valentine. The world can only see love when they get something from that. You see, but God's love is more than Valentine. And this is the reason why we are having a special program for the singles, and we call it Love Life. We're having a special program for the singles tomorrow, and it's 6 p.m. And you know, it is also the same time with a Bible study that we're having in church. So this is a time to really focus on the love of God. That's why I am doing this. The Bible says, and now abide faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Many years ago, I was sitting on a three-seater settee in my living room, my family house, and I was watching the TV, and the voice of God spoke to me. When the voice of God spoke to me, amazing thing happened. Because while I was watching the TV, in my heart, I had a desire. Now please listen to me. I had a desire to be great. And when I saw certain men on the TV, I saw how great they were. They could influence the decision of a nation. They spoke against injustice. They led people in peaceful rallies, and that resulted to national change, change of constitution, and the laws of the land. These things touched me very deeply. And as I was watching it, I was not born again, but I was a traditional Christian. And I was just watching it, and right in my heart, I said, "Oh God, if I could be great like one of these men." Now, one of these men I saw many years ago was Martin Luther King. Blessed memory, Martin Luther King. And I thought, oh, if I become great like one of these men, it would be great. I heard the verse of God says, "If you receive my son, Jesus Christ, you will be greater than them." I laughed over the voice, but cut long story short, for many days, when I think of that greatness, the voice repeats again, "If you receive, you will be greater." Little did I know that when I receive Jesus Christ, it is love that I would receive, and love is the greatest. When I received Jesus Christ into my life, He became the greatest thing in my life. I understood what He said concerning the prophet John. We call, and also the writer calls, John the Baptist. You know, he said, "Least in the kingdom of God is greater than the greatest prophet," and the greatest prophet was John the Baptist. Saints, I have come to learn that if you never know the greatest is love, you will be searching and looking for achievements. You will be searching and looking for some talent of yours. You will be confused by your talent. You will be confused by your beauty. You will be confused by your looks. You will be confused by your whatever God has blessed you with. Love is greater than anything you can think of in this life. Not because love is very nice, but it is just because God is love. When you come to the realization that God is love, you would rest yourself on that truth. And because when you rest yourself on this truth, God's love fills your heart. His peace fills your heart. When I received Jesus Christ, I got to know what the Lord was saying when He said, "You will be greater than these." My heart was filled, and I came to the realization, and I always say this to everyone around the world. It's on almost all our programs that we have online, that nothing can satisfy the human heart. I came to find out after receiving the greatest that nothing can satisfy the human heart. People talk about, "If I only get married to the right person, I will be fine. If I only have children, I will be peaceful. If I have the right job, oh, how I will fulfill my purpose." Right, I agree with you. But nothing in this world can satisfy the human heart. Children cannot. Right spouse cannot. The right job cannot. The right location. Doing the right things, accomplishing your purpose, really doesn't satisfy your heart. I have to tell you something this morning. There are many people who are in ministry. There are many people who are doing work for the Lord, but they are not satisfied. The reason is not because the work of the Lord is not genuine in their hands, not because what they are doing is fake, but it is because they have not understood the greatest. Love is the greatest. And when you rest on that truth, every other thing go into synchrony, and they move and work together like orchestra. It's like a concert. When you receive and accept love as the greatest, your life becomes like a concert. Everything works together, like the scripture says, for your good, because you love God and because you are called according to His purpose. Never forget this. Love is the greatest. It's greater than your marriage. It's greater than your ministry. It's greater than your passion. It's greater than your talent. It's greater than anything you could ever desire. Surrender to the love of God. Reduce yourself to the love of God. Let Him open your eyes. Let Him fill your heart so that your life will be ordered with love's actions and love's agenda. It's my prayer this morning, kings and priests of the Most High God, wherever you are listening from, you will know the greatest. Love is the greatest. In conclusion, when I discover that nothing can satisfy the human heart, your dreams cannot satisfy your heart. The human heart is in a way that only love satisfies it. I am not talking about just love as it has to do with a verb. I'm not talking as love that it has to do even as a noun. But I'm talking of love who is a person. God is love. When we come to the realization of that revelation, we rest in that truth, and forever, till we leave this earth, we live a satisfied and a fulfilled life. Nothing can satisfy your heart. A better job will not. If you leave that marriage and go to another one, it will not satisfy your heart. If you have that child, it won't satisfy your heart. If you have that land, dear pastor, dear church, if you have that big campus, it won't satisfy your heart. If your church is overflowing with people, it won't satisfy your heart. There is only one thing that fills us. It is the love of God. This is the one single point that will push you to share God's word to the unbelievers. Share God's word with the unbelievers. Love is the greatest. Father, I pray for everyone who's under the influence of these beautiful words from your presence this morning. As they go about their work, they're so tired of certain things, of the routine. They are disciplining themselves because of the responsibility to go about the routine. Father, I present my fellow kings and priests of the Most High God before you, all around the world, listening to me right now. Father, you fill my heart with the greatest, and all my desires to be like Michael Jackson, to have the biggest house in California, in this place, in that, have a dream to think I'll send my children, I'll raise them in the neighborhoods of America, and this place and that place, and you filled my heart with your love, that where I am became the most best place, not just best, most best place that you gave me to stay. It was love that filled my heart. I pray for every king and priest of the Most High God, that pressure, that pursuit, as they go about it, fill them with the realization that love is the greatest. Love is the greatest. As they get into that marriage, love is the greatest, and their hearts are filled. No pleasure can fill their heart. I know that, and I pray for them. Oh, no, nothing can fill their heart. I pray for the kings and priests of the Most High God this morning, precious Lord. Fill their hearts with the same realization that you gave to me, and let them begin to walk as men and women who are convicted, knowing that they have the greatest, and nothing can be greater than what they have. It's my prayer this morning. Let your fresh anointing fill your children this morning with your power, with your grace, and with your understanding. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every dream that is not of the Lord, every voice that is not of the Lord speaking against your children, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. Every seed that is not of God be flushed out in Jesus Christ's name. You have no place here. Here is the presence of God, where God's people gather together, where we enjoy His presence. Thank you, Father. Every kind of feeling that your people have right now, I speak to it. That is not from you. Discouragement, pain, I bring God's healing presence and power to touch, to feel, to restore. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm so glad you tuned in this morning. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm going to see one or two praise, and as I speak about, and as I just read out the praise, and then I think I'll be done for the day. Now, there's a praise report here from our sister Glory Arup. Thank you, Pastor. Pardon. Thank you, Father. Father God, I praise you. As I was coming to home from office in 2011, it was around 8 p.m. and it had heavily rained, so there were not much people and it was slightly drizzly. An elderly woman approached me to ask money. Within 2 minutes, there were some 6 men and 3 women surrounded me, and I knew their intentions were not good. But I called on the name of God, and from nowhere, immediately a police car started approaching me, and those people started running, and God protected me from great danger. I praise God for that. Yes, we praise God for your life, Sister Gloria. We praise God for your life. You are a blessing to us, and we thank God how He has kept you and your precious husband. Now, I love each one of you connecting every time and listening to the radio over the internet. I want to say thank you and God bless you, and God's going to do something beautiful in your life, especially those partners who are making sure that these things come to the people around the world every day. Thank you and God bless you. I just want to say this to you. Thank you for sending your responses. Those who have not sent their responses, go ahead and send your responses. Thank you for the TAN Radio Christian Forum, where we discuss different topics. And the topic we're discussing now online is, which is better, to walk in love or to fall in love? So if you see that update on the internet and Facebook, put your comment there, and better still, record it with your voice and send it to us. You can tweet it to us at @TAN_radio, or you can send it to our WhatsApp number 8147908731, or you can mail it to us at prayer@teachallnations.tv. I repeat the email address, prayer@teachallnations.tv. Thank you for joining in this morning from us in the studio. I am a precious Agape. We say to you that we love you and God loves you better. We leave you with this beautiful song, God is Love, by Ali Album. I'll be with you tomorrow. And tomorrow we're having a beautiful time with the singles. Okay, I'll be with you tomorrow. God bless you. And there's a special program also that I'll be speaking to you about tomorrow. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Teach me patience to wait and listen for your words. Teach me your ways of kindness, that I'll put even my enemies first. Strengthen my will so that I don't hit back when others strike my cheek.
the pain. Only love can light the darkness, and only love is stronger than hate. So fill my soul with the grace from above, 'cause God is love. Help me to see past all the world's lies that claim happiness is something to be bought. Lord, please help me see the joy you give is free, and that you can't serve both money and God. Open my heart so that I become the vessel your spirit moves. Open my heart so that love is all I know and all that I exude.
Is what made the Bible what it is.
Thank you for standing with us, praying for us, and supporting us. Together we are ministering God's love in a hurting world. Teach All Nations Radio.